accomplishments. The world looks blue and green, and the snow-capped mountains white. On a distance, the ocean beats a stream, and the eagle takes to flight. From a distance, there is harmony, and it echoes through the land. It's the voice of hope. It's the voice of peace. It's the voice of every woman and man. From a distance, we all have enough. No one is in need. There are no guns, no bombs, and no disease, and no hungry mouths to feed. And from a distance, we are instruments marching in a common dance, singing songs of hope, playing songs of peace. They are the songs of every man. God is watching us. God is watching us. God is watching us from a distance. From a distance, you look like my friend, even though we are at war. From a distance, I cannot comprehend what all this fighting is for. From a distance, there is harmony, and it goes through the land. It's the hope of hope, the love of love. It's the heart of every man. It's the hope of hope, the love of love. It's the voice of every man. Us from a distance. Can we maybe sing it one time together like a prayer? God is watching us. God is watching us. God is watching us from a distance. God is watching us. God is watching us. God is watching us from a distance. God is watching us from a distance.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Was that a Brian original?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's a beautiful song, but it's Carol Bearer Sager.
All right.
And I just thought it fit the message. So.
Yeah, I always have to check, because Brian has a way of sneaking in and giving us an original. Well, good morning, and good morning to anyone who may not be in the chapel, who may view this later on. Is there anything impossible? Wait a minute. In God, in spirit. You know, the topic this morning, it may seem impossible to us, but when you rely and trust and rest on the Spirit within, you move through circumstances that may seem impossible,
yes,
don't
amen.
You?
Amen.
Yeah. So how do we find peace in the midst of chaos? Anybody watch the news lately? How do we find peace in the midst of chaos? You know, real life tragedies happen, predicaments and pain in our families and neighborhoods and world communities, all that stuff that occurs. It makes the concept of thinking about being an instrument of peace seems like it's not attainable, doesn't it? Like it's out of our reach, out of our hands. Well, you know, peace is at the base of our unity teachings. In today's world, it's more important than ever that we develop within ourselves the capacity to embody peace and to express peace in all that we do. That's a tall order, isn't it? Yeah. But it's not impossible. It's not impossible. Sure, it'd take a lot of deep breaths, won't it? Deep breaths and hold and release. But it can be done. Charles Fillmore, co-founder of our Unity, believed that in each of us, we have the potential to be an instrument of peace. He taught that peace is not merely an absence of conflict, because conflict still happens, doesn't it? But peace is a positive force that actively transforms the world. And it's a state of being that radiates love, compassion, and understanding. And it is through what? Our thoughts, our words, how we carry ourselves, that we can channel this force into the world. You know, I often think when I'm thinking about things like peace and unconditional love, and when I think about the way the world is reacting, I often think, when it snows, one flake at a time, but what about when a bunch of the flakes scatter together, and I don't mean us. Joke. That was a joke. When a bunch of flakes come down, what happens?
Things get flaky.
Right. It stops everything, doesn't it? It stops everything. We can join together one at a time. When you go out as the expression of peace, when you go out of this chapel and in situations be the peace that there is, oh, it can change everything. It can change an impossibility into a possibility. Charles Fillmore also said, peace is harmony and tranquility derived from awareness of the Christ consciousness. We know something about that, don't we? We know that in us is the Christ. In us is that divinity. In us is that will sustain us. In us is that will raise us up. And that's the Christ. And when we align our consciousness, what we see here, when we align all this together, we're living from the Christ consciousness within. Boy, I like the sound of that. How about you? Yeah. Now, don't go thinking that things aren't going to happen, because things are always going to happen. As long as we have this world, and until everyone is caught up into the Christ consciousness, things are going to happen. But what it means is you will rise above those things. You won't feed into the hysteria. You won't feed into the negativeness of that. You're going to show up as the peace that is needed in any situation. I worked for a prophet organization at one point in time, which seems ages ago. And there would be arguments in the boardroom, and there would be squabbles. And I had just gotten into unity, and I would take a few moments, center myself within, and I'll say, I am the peace. And I'd open the door and walk into that boardroom. And there would be a shift in the atmosphere. You can do that. Did you know that you can create a shift in experiences? You have the consciousness of the Christ within you. And when you step out in the consciousness of the Christ, and when you commit yourself to be the love, or be the peace, or be the wisdom, speak the word, believe and trust in the spirit within, and you can bring about a shift in whatever situation you may be walking into. Okay, I'm trying to get back to my place here. So, when we practice, anybody practice being observer of how they're thinking or feeling or how they're showing up in some situations? You know, you can be an observer in your life. You can immediately think, how am I expressing right now in this moment? You know, when we do so, we can begin to work towards practicing observing our thoughts and our emotions, not in a judging manner, but to see where you can make changes in that thinking that will create an atmosphere of love or atmosphere of empathy. When we are at peace with ourselves, not with someone else, I can't make you be at peace, but I can be peace. And it's infectious. And you catch on, well, she's at peace, so why am I upset? We are likely to react to external circumstances without fear. I always tell this story because at the time it was happening, I didn't realize what was happening. But once we had a family reunion, and we were in we were on the 20th floor or something of this hotel. And the fire alarm kept going off. And everyone was up in arms, out in the hall, and I was even with them. I'm out in the hall, and I'm looking out the window, and I'm seeing fire trucks down below. I'm like, what's going on? Finally, we contacted the people, and they said that there was a malfunction in the fire alarm. And that's why it kept going off. Well, we went back to bed, and then it went off again, and we got up again. We did this a couple of times, and finally, I took a deep breath and I said, okay, God, I'm yours. I live and move and have my being in you. I'm going back to bed. And I went to bed, and my sisters, who are, well, I'm not going to get in that, but my sisters, they said, well, if Brunetta's going to bed, I'm going to bed too. We never know what kind of impact we have in others. If I had remained calm, I would have fed the hysteria, right? But I turned within and I remained calm and I trusted my inner instinct. You know, we get a lot of benefit out of nurturing the peace within us. We can become more centered, more grounded. We're more capable of responding to those challenges in life. Once we have established inner peace, we can then express it by our actions out to others. You guys are a perfect example of doing that. I cannot tell you the love and the support you have for one another. The way you rally when someone's going through something and feed them and let them know by sending love notes that everything is going to be okay, that we're praying for you. That's a sign that the peace that is within is being expressed by you. Matthew 5 and 9 tells us, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall what? Be called children of God. Now, we know that everyone is a child of God, right? Everyone is an expression of God. Everyone is created in the image and likeness. But when we say that scripture, what we're saying is that to be called is to be heard. And that puts a whole different light on that scripture, doesn't it? Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be heard, because they're spiritual beings, children of the Most High. People will begin to listen and to feel what you are about. The metaphysical meaning of peacemaker in the revealing word is one who has the ability to say peace to turbulent waves of thought, remember we're talking thought, and have them obey. Did you know you had dominion over your thoughts? Did you know you could say, peace be still, and the turbulence in your life will quiet down, and you are called, which means it will listen to you. Isn't that a wonderful thought? Beautiful thought. It goes on to say, a peacemaker is one who reduces to peace and harmony all the thoughts of strife, anger, retaliation in your own mind. The ability to say peace to thoughts and have them obey opens the way for us to realize what? Our oneness. Because we know you're not doing something to me. We're one in spirit. And therefore we can open up and empathize with one another. We can open up and forgive one another. We can open up and express unconditional love. We can open up and look through the appearances. of what is happening in the in your life and in the world. Achieving this inner peace is easier said than done, right? But we practice, right? One moment you may be feeling connected with your innate divinity, and then the next moment chaos of the external world explodes, and you find yourself in the midst of the storm. But guess what? You can sit in the eye of the storm in that peace and know that these too shall pass. That I'm not going to hold on. I'm going to listen and follow that still small voice within. It happens to the best of us. Someone told me one day, well, you don't have any problems. You know, they're really right. I don't have any problems because I'm not claiming ownership. I'm not claiming ownership. When we leave this chapel today, let's commit ourselves to being instruments of peace in all that we do. Let us be mindful of our thoughts, words, and actions. Let us strive to create a world where peace reigns supreme. How do we do that? By remembering that we are a child of the divine, the Most High. And through that connection, living and moving and having our being in spirit, through the Christ within, we can stand and be instruments of peace in this world. So here's your homework. You know, I always give homework. Because for me to stand here and give you a lesson, you can walk out the door and nothing happens, right? But if I give you a lesson and the work also to do, to bring you to a point of understanding and moving out, expressing the lesson, that counts volumes. So the first one is, if you're not already, you may say, well, I'm already doing that. Great. But the first thing I want you to do during the course of this week is to enrich your prayer life. Find that inner spirit of harmony in prayer. Take at least 2 minutes or 2 seconds to breathe and connect with your inner source. Yeah, we can do that, right?
Yes.
Okay. The next thing I want you to do is take a few moments each day to pause, to just back away and get quiet for a moment. Deep breathe and relax. Now we know about breathing here, don't we? We take that breath in and we hold it a second and we release, and you should feel your body coming into that point of peace when you do that. Take a few moments to pause. Look out. Every morning I get up, I look out my window and I just stare for a while. And I think about how this earth is created and how things now are, you know, a few months ago it was bare. Bare and brown. Look at it now, shining in its glory. Take a few moments, enjoy some beauty. Go look at a sunset or a sunrise. Go to a body of water. Look at the lake. Use your child wonderment. Sometimes I look and I wonder, wow, look how that flows. Look at this grass, how each blade now is growing so much they have to come and kind of keep it, cut it down a little bit. And the third thing I want you to do is let peace and love vibrating in you radiate out into all that you do. Everything you do, know you're doing it as an expression of God. Know that you're doing it because you're part of the whole and this is yours to do. You know, sometimes we give messages to call someone or go see someone or to lift someone up. Have you ever had a conversation and it ended up, the person said, this is exactly what I needed to hear in this particular moment. Let the peace and love vibrating in you radiate out into all that you do. Your spirit of peace will be felt around you. That's true for me. Is it true for you? You don't have to hold your hand up. I like to do my hand. That's true for me. So I want you to take a few moments. Let's take a few moments and let's practice a little bit of this. I don't know what about you, but I want to be the best peacemaker I can be. I want to move out and be the greatest expression of a Christ that I can be. I want to live and move and have my being from the Christ consciousness. That Christ consciousness is aware that there's beauty in the world, there's love in the world, there's wisdom, there's plenty of what people need to sustain this thing called human experience. But you have to do the work. You have to make the connection. So let's make the connection right now. Let's take a moment and pause. And we're going to begin our meditation, our prayer work, by affirming together the Lord's Prayer. Together, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. So take a deep breath for a moment. I want you to take that inward journey. Take a deep breath, and as you release it, allow your body to relax. Allow your body to take this time to do as Jesus Christ asked us to do. He said, come apart a while. This should be a daily practice in our lives. We should take time each day to breathe in and breathe out and rest and trust in spirit. Think of it as making a journey from your head, which is the seat of intellect, and move down into your heart. In the heart region is where we make our connection with God, where we make our connection with Spirit, where we know our oneness. Where we acknowledge the wisdom of the ages. and the truth of our nature. God is the one presence and the one power moving in and throughout us, surrounding us. And as we breathe in and breathe out and trust the presence, we move into the stillness of this moment. And I want you to think to yourself right here, right now, I am peace. And with each breath I draw upon the peace that is already within me. I have no need to look to outer circumstances to bring me peace, for I am the peace. The peace that enfolds all concerns. The peace that is a cushion of calm. And I hold a peaceful intention right here, right now, going forward, to think peaceful thoughts and to spread them out into the universe as we would spread seeds. And with each breath, I take a moment. My mind, body, and spirit centered in the presence and the power of love. Right here, right now, in the quiet. Slowly breathing, letting go. Holy Spirit, we're so grateful this morning. We're grateful that you're moving in and throughout all of our beings, knowing that we are one and we live and move and have our being together in your love and your light. So we celebrate this morning. We celebrate the wholeness of every being. We look through the appearance and know. And as we look through the appearance to the core of each and every one of us, we see you, dear Spirit. So we give thanks for your presence. And we hold the light. And as we prepare to return to the presence of the room, we know that in this quiet time of prayer, we have been filled with a sense of tranquility. And we carry that tranquility as we go about our daily activity. So for this and all things, we just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is, and so we let it unfold right here, right now. I have this affirmation. It's in your bulletin, on your insert. And I want us to affirm these together. First, I want you to affirm it for yourself. And we'll use I am. Let's affirm it together. In quiet times of prayer, I am filled with a sense of tranquility. And hold that, feel the vibrations of those words. And now I want you to turn to someone in the room, and we're going to say this for them with you are, together. In quiet times of prayer, you are filled with the sense of tranquility. And breathe that in, feel it. Feel it circulating the room. That energy is everywhere. And then as community, letting it flow out of this chapel into the world together. In quiet times of prayer, we are filled with a sense of tranquility. And we know that to be the truth, right? Yes.
As I pray, all burdens fade. The outside world melts away. No warm embrace deep inside. The sacred now has arrived. Beyond all words, there comes an ease. I have sought, but never reached. My spirit fills, I clearly see. Where I am, I'm meant to. In this holy place, my soul finds peace. There is comfort and release. There is love. There is grace. My heart is stirred. My prayers are heard in this holy place. Sings of strength to carry on, like a hand caressing me. I am healed, I am free. In this holy place, my soul finds peace. There is comfort. There is joy, there is grace, my heart is stirred, my prayers are heard in this holy place. In this holy place, my soul finds peace. I am complete. In its love, there is grace. My heart is stirred, my prayers are heard in this holy place. In this holy place.